Here with the boys from Lawson, backstage Blackpool Illuminations. Guys, how was that up there?
Great, mate. Yeah, what a great gig. Everyone was loving it, so it was really loud and put on a good rock show, though.
Yeah, and for yourselves, just being on stage, like I say, seeing all your fans. I mean, we can't really see from where we are, but you're there up on stage. How many people are out there just like, you know?
It's an amazing sight. There's 20,000 people out there jumping around, singing along, and you kind of look to your left, you've got the seafront, you look to your right, you've got the tower, so it's an epic sight. It's really a sight to behold.
Yeah, and for you guys, I mean, you've been doing this for quite some time now. Is this, like, completely different to what you've done before?
To be honest, mate, we've been a band for 6 years, so we've done pretty much every sort of gig you can do, you know what I mean? We've done festivals, we've done clubs, we've done pubs, you know what I mean? So, but it's always good doing an outdoor venue like that, you know what I mean? And as I'd said, 20,000 people singing every word, so I mean, to be fair, they're the best sort of gig.
We actually played here, actually, 4 years ago. We did the light switch on, and no one really knew us, so we came on, no one sang along, and we walked off again after our set, and so it was quite nice to come back and see the transition. And is that the rain has begun?
Yeah, well, they just come off as you come off, exactly. You know, comes on as you come off. But like I say, you know, you've been here before, but how does this year then compare with when you came last time?
It's just as good, mate. The event is amazing. You know, last time we came, we were saying how great it was, the venue. So you know, we're just delighted to be back, to get asked back to do this. And I'm a local lad as well, so you know, I used to come to like Blackpool, like light switch on when I was a kid, you know what I mean? So it's always a good place to come and play.
Yeah, and of course it has changed Blackpool over the years. You must have seen that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, every time you come back, there's something different about it, innit? But it's still got that air of, you know, family fun and everyone just having a good time, really. So
I think what's really nice as well, backstage, it seems as though all the artists seems to just be, you know, enjoying it, one big family round here.
Oh yeah, it's always like that, and that's the great thing about festivals and multi-bill events, because you kind of, at a typical festival, there'll just be 20 dressing rooms and a kind of big green garden area in the middle, and everyone just sits outside, has a couple of beers, catches up, and you see a lot of the same people over the summer run, so you become great friends, really.
Yeah,
that's what you do.
And like I say, for you guys now, I mean, you just performed a great set here. Like I say, you've got many fans now. What's next for Lawson?
I think spending a bit of time in America, mate, to be honest. Yeah, we've had obviously 7 singles out in the UK, which has been an amazing success. And I think now, you know, we need to go and break America, basically. So we're going to be spending a bit of time over there pretty much for the rest of this year and the first few months of next year too. And then come on with our second album, which is, you know, we've wrote and it's all finished. We recorded that out in Nashville. I just, you know, can't wait to drop that. It's probably the best stuff we've ever done to date. So,
and when, do you know a date on when that's going to be coming out?
It was all down to kind of how quickly America moves, really, because we want to release it kind of the same time all around the world. So we just want to really get our foot in the door in America, start making some waves there, then we'll kind of do a worldwide release and get the music out there to the world.
So like I say, you've got many fans here. I know you're going to America, but all the UK fans will be like, okay, well, we can't see you in America. When you're coming back here, when will you be planning on doing that?
Well, I think what we're going to do is, mate, because we're going to be in America, we're going to release a 5-track EP. So basically just to keep the fans we have in the UK sort of ticking over with some new music, what we've been working on. So we're going to do that. That's probably going to be the end of this month, I reckon, end of September. And then we might even put on a few little shows around that as well. So we're still going to be here, still going to be doing some dates, but just majority of the stuff's going to be in America. But we promise we'll be back soon.